Now, in 1968, Irishman Mick Meaney was lowered into the ground in an oversized coffin in Kilburn in London in an attempt at the world record for the longest time spent buried alive. He'd been promised fame, riches and endorsement deals, but when he arose after 61 days, fortune didn't follow. Mick returned to Cork to his wife and family, where his feat was disputed and his reputation damaged. His story is the feature of a documentary, Beofuin Vod, or Buried Alive, which is on TG Cahir at 9:30 tonight. Mary Meaney, Mick Meaney's daughter, is with us. Mary, good morning. Thank you very much for speaking to us today.
Good morning.
Tell us about your dad, Mick.
Mick Meaney, an ordinary man, you know, he's hardworking, honest.
And
a good person. This kind of sort of the earth kind of man.
And buried alive for 61 days. How and why?
No, he wanted to be a famous boxer, you know, like his hero, Joe Louis. So that wasn't his first dream. And he would have been a great boxer because he didn't know that his strength. He's a left hook. And one belt, you never got up again. But when he was in the building sites, he lost the tips of his fingers. So there goes his dream. So being buried alive then was all the rage. So he decided, I'll do that. So he had a very imaginary, visionary mind.
And how did this come about? It wasn't in a regular sized coffin. This was in something bigger. And it was done with huge publicity at the time as well.
He tried doing it in Ireland, but his family stopped him. Because, you know, you can imagine Catholic Ireland. So he went to England and he had, and it all came together.
And the stunt had a big impact on his life, Mary, yes?
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine the feeling that you're in the spotlight and all the attention is coming towards you? And he broke a world record, the honour and glory of Ireland. And he encapsulates the forgotten Irish at that time. You know, I give him hope, the one of their own.
And tell me,
enriched their lives.
Tell me about what happened when he came home.
He came home with nothing. You know, and he's amended that generation, they didn't speak, so we'll never know what happened. But it was a 40s pride, because, I took him home and I have no money. But he went back into normal life and he got a job in the council.
But he had been promised a lot of money for this feat. So what happened?
We'll never know. But you see, there was a committee and they were short-sighted. They didn't realise there was bigger money to be made afterwards with a sponsorship.
You were three when this happened, is that right?
Three. And my mother was pregnant with my sister, Alice. So that's where the tragedy lies. Back then, Irishmen, they were very honest and hardworking. And a handshake was a contract, you know. Your word was your bond. So he believed his family would be looked after. But literally, my mother went hungry and pregnant. So that really, when he came home then, I think the guilt of that destroys him. Because men of that generation were protectors and providers. And you think he failed. But his intentions were pure, you know, that if he could have taken us out of poverty.
He died in a house fire, Mary, and you wrote a book about him called You Can't Eat Roses, Mary, to get to know your dad better. Does this documentary, which goes out tonight, does it do justice to your dad?
It's a beautiful piece of storytelling. And I do believe art is a language of the soul. So it kind of bypasses your brain and it's very moving. When we watched it again, my sister couldn't sleep. She said, really, you know, it's you could see in the video, he's a beautiful soul. You know, he's full of hope and dreams and love, and he wanted more of life. Because all he was a labourer, like pick and shovel. So he had a dream, but nobody else could see.
Beofuin Vod, it goes out on TG Cahir tonight at 9:30. It's about Mick Meaney. Mary Meaney, thank you very much for speaking to us today. It's 8:10.